Hey there, it's Colt Cabana. Thank you so much for checking out the past shows from the archives. All the past ones in this feed are ad-free. I took out all the ads. If this is something you like, you can listen to every single episode of the Art of Wrestling podcast dating back to 2010, absolutely ad-free for only $4 a month on my Patreon. That's patreon.com/Colt Cabana. All right, enjoy the show.
This is the Art of Wrestling with professional wrestler Colt Cabana.
All right, how you guys doing? Come on in, sit down, relax. You're about to listen to the Art of Wrestling professional wrestling podcast. Hey, it's a life podcast. It's a personal journal. It's an entryway into the minds, the souls, the hearts, and the lives of the people involved in the world of professional wrestling. My name is Colt Cabana. I'm an author. I'm a children's book author. I'm a publicist by, not by trade, Mark Kruskal is the publicist by trade, but I'm doing my job on the PR stint to push out this book. I am a podcaster. I'm an interviewer and an interviewee. Most importantly, though, I am a professional wrestler, and I am coming to you live from my studio apartment in Chicago, Illinois. Before we go any further, this is a fan supported and listener supported podcast supported by people just like you. Give it to you free of charge every single Thursday. ColtCabana.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcasts from. A couple great ways that you can support: rate, review, subscribe on iTunes, tell a friend, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, the usuals. But most importantly, ColtMerch.com and DigitalCult.com. T-shirts, buttons, pictures, posters, DVDs, digital downloads, Wrestling Road Diaries, movies, and of course, Wrestling Dreams. The book now available to purchase, a children's book, ColtMerch.com, DigitalCult.com. Can I say that one more time? Erica Weiss and I are putting out a children's book. It's available now to order if you order through ColtMerch.com. I will autograph the book to whatever child you want me to autograph it to, and I will also send a child a video, which sounds kind of weird, but I am willing to make that sacrifice for the sake of getting this book out to this child or children. How can you go wrong with that? I want you guys to do me a favor also. Once you get the book and once you start reading the book, let me get some video reviews. I want to see those children reading those books. I want to see them talking about the books. I want to know what they liked. Hey, I want to know what they disliked. If they're going to give this book a dud, -5 stars, they're going to say the work rate on this book isn't as good as they think it should be. He's no J.K. Rollins. Is it J.K. Simmons? No, J.K. Rollins. You get it. All right. Okay, I'm done talking about this book. But you shouldn't be. You should continue talking about the book. We got a show for you. This should be a big one, I would like to think. A lot of people seem to dig. The Bullet Club, the Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega are on the show together. The Elite, the Elite, they have a show on YouTube. They, you know, for a while, it was just the three of them sitting in Japan, having Masa taking them out to TGIFs, having a good time. And we thought this would be a fun one to put together and really talk about kind of the business of the Elite, which is something that, you know, this conversation you're not really going to hear anywhere else, especially when my dumb business brain child, you know, starts talking with the Bucks and Omega. We start talking about the kind of the inside of how our brains work when we put out this kind of stuff. The Bucks and Kenny started a YouTube show while in Japan, and it's really grown, and we talk through those growing points. So that's kind of where this conversation leads. And it's not just the idea behind this show, but everything that comes with the show and the time frame since they've started this thing, and the whole kind of Bullet Club revolution has kind of come to, including, you know, tagging in Marty, tagging in Cody, bringing in the Hangman. And it's a great place to pick up where I left off. You know, the Young Bucks were on the show maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and then they were also on the show probably 5 or 6 years ago when they were on this show when they were Generation Me. Then they were on the show when they were the Young Bucks, and now as the Elite. You can also go back and listen to Kenny Omega. You know, listen back to the archives on StitcherPremium.com/Colt. Get a free month. Kenny Omega and I sat down, I think in 2012, while we were at the Wrestling Revolution project that never saw the light of day. But it's so fun to see how far Kenny's come also. Obviously, the guy's a megastar now. For me, I mean, I wrestled at AAW the last 2 weeks. Couldn't be happier at wrestling for AAW. Nice to sleep in my own bed on some weekend nights. Doing the Chicago wrestling scene, which I enjoy doing. I don't do that much. I travel so much for wrestling. I like to be in Chicago. Marty DeRosa and I are going to be in Chicago the night before Thanksgiving doing our comedy show. The annual show the night before Thanksgiving this year at North Bar, live at northbar.com for tickets. $10. Sarah might not be there. Maybe some characters will be there. Some of your favorites. If you're in town and you're bored and you don't want to get with your family, come get with your wrestling family. November 22nd. It's a Wednesday. Other than that, we'll hear some music and then we'll talk with the Elite. The Elite. For years, the song of the week. For years, I've only played either songs directly about pro wrestling or by a pro wrestler themselves. Well, you know what? It's my show and I can do what I want. Kip Russell, he sings my theme song. I thank him after every show. You always hear me thanking him. When you hear Boom Boom, Colt Cabana, that's Kip Russell. And Kip just put out a new album called The Sweet Spot of Life. Please go to thesweetspotoflife.com. It has all the information there, including the link for Spotify. He's on Twitter at Kid Russell. He's on Instagram at Kid Russell, two D's on that kid. And you can see me in his video for his single, Morning Cup of Coffee. Enjoy this song. It's not about wrestling. Let's think, you know what? Think that it's for Cesaro, who loves coffee. Cesaro, this song is for you. Enjoy it. And we'll be back with the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega.
Let this morning cup of coffee start out this perfect day. Kiss my girl up on the forehead and watch her walk away. And before my day gets hectic and it's too much on my checklist, this morning cup of coffee starts out my perfect day.
Put my jacket on my back and I head to the car. Keep the snow off the tire and hope that she start. Let the engine get warm and I turn the radio up, the radio up. A little sublime works every time. If I close my eyes I can see the sunshine. Even though I know I still got 40 more hours to go, hours to go. These moments are mine, are good for my mind. A mental vacation, I pause from the grind. Friday is my day to leave all the BS behind. But it's Monday, so this morning cup of coffee start out this perfect day. Kiss my girl up on the forehead and watch her walk away. And before my day gets hectic and it's too much.
Yeah.
Are we starting live now? Or?
We're starting. Oh. We're on. Who doesn't know how to grab a microphone, though?
Matt.
Matt's being an amateur.
Here. Everybody
good?
Sorry,
I was videoing for our hit show, Being the Elite, a second ago.
Ooh. So this is the first 4-1. You guys going to be able to control yourselves?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah, as long as,
I mean, it's not talking over each other.
Well, we'll do that. That's what we do best, actually, right? Sometimes.
And we make it entertaining.
We've been doing on all our closing day promos throughout this entire loop.
True. Sure, some of our scenes, like on Being the Elite, like we're just, you can't hear anything. There's like seven people talking.
And you have upgraded your equipment.
A little bit.
You had like a windscreen.
Yeah, we actually got like the shotgun mics. We got some tripods. Nick got the stabilizer camera. Yeah. What else have we got?
Yeah, $26,000 later, you know, that's what happened.
Oh, and then I bought Nick an iMac for his birthday.
We put some money into it. But not only that, we're starting to like rent limos and stuff. And
like stuff like that. That's right.
I mean, for the sake of the show, not for our leisure.
Buy flights.
Yeah.
Buy flights.
Like, in real life. The idea of like renting a limo, I don't know where you guys are at. Cody did tell me you guys are getting a little out of hand now, which I didn't appreciate.
Yeah.
Because Cody's motto is spend it now because you'll make more later.
Yes.
That's true. Bad influence, isn't he?
Yeah.
And that's true that he says it, not true that it'll happen.
But, right.
No, I'm saying, yes, I've heard it come directly from his mouth. So, yes, it's true.
But for the show.
Yes.
For the show.
For the quality of it. So that's why we feel like we should put some money into it.
I was gonna say how funny it is that we put so much money into the show, but we make no money back from the show.
No, not at all. But I mean, we are perfectionists. Yeah. Much like we are in the ring, we care about our quality. We care a lot about the product we put out.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, we have to make sacrifices for the sake of that quality. Whether it's sacrificing possibly our health, you know, possibly our time, possibly our sanity, sometimes our money, but it's something we're willing to do for the sake of what we put out to the public and the people.
It's our art. It's art. I like it. And now you realize, like, as much as performers, we wrestle and we want to make it, like, now it's transcended.
Yes.
So, like, oh.
It's not about the matches now.
Not at all. Oh, my God. We spent more time on scenes. Yeah. What was it yesterday when we, like, spent 40 minutes talking about that one scene?
That's the thing. I think, I mean, not to say that we've perfected professional wrestling, like, or we've.
You referred to yourself as.
he said he was a guy yesterday.
Let's not go there.
Was it in context?
No.
What was the word you used?
I had said that, you know, something along the lines of it was already been scientifically proven. It was just a fact. So don't shoot the messenger.
No, but you were like, due to. it's been, yeah, it was don't shoot the messenger, but you said like, listen, I'm not saying it, but because it's been said, yeah. I am your wrestling god.
Yes, and the people popped. That. They're like,
love
yeah.
The humbleness yeah. of it though.
But what I'm trying to say yeah. is that the wrestling end of things, I mean, we can just do that in our sleep now. We don't sure. need to really put too much thought. We don't have to rethink. We don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
So when it comes to filmmaking and making the show, that's going to take us a little more time.
Yeah, because we're new to it.
Yeah,
we're learning still on the job.
Yeah,
I almost feel like, I don't know how you guys feel about this too. It's like I get more of a high out of it now
oh, yeah.
when we put this show up, and I get like the comments and the feedback about the show now than I do yep. after a wrestling match.
So that's instant gratification, which is yes. weird because I've noticed it in comedy, and as opposed to. The idea of like when you're a comedian or whatever, you say it right there, and if you get those laughs, it happens. And it is the same as wrestling.
Yeah.
And then that is something also I found is with, but the high is when you put it up and you see the reactions. Is it, mm-hmm. it's not as much as when you film, though.
When
right?
you film it, you're like, this is terrible. This is stressful. Yeah. Let's just shoot this thing and get it over with, right?
When but, can we get it out? Right. How is it going to get put together? Where right. are we going from this? Yeah. It's a feeling of that. But then there's like a feeling of, I find that when it's all edited and then when you finally see that it's uploaded, when Nick gives the go ahead, like, hey, it's uploaded.
We're live,
it's
pal.
Yeah, we're alive, pal.
Yeah.
There's that feeling of accomplishment.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But you so know what? Like, there's been times, though, that in our group chats, we're actually nervous because
really
we don't know
worried.
How the
waiting
feedback will be.
Waiting for that first wave of comments. And
yeah.
Specifically the DM episode.
Yes.
Right.
We
did
were
you see that one
that
where we have the Kenny nudes mm-hmm. that really, yep. like, we were like, where's this going to go? Is this going to be negative? Like, yeah. We all thought it was funny, but sometimes what we think is funny isn't necessarily funny to other people.
Yeah.
Was that the payoff for the whole time?
For that one, we knew we were going with that pretty much, right?
I don't know, because we had discussed,
there were a few options, you're right.
Right.
Yes,
right,
that's right.
Right.
And then
the
in the
options?
End
I don't remember.
I have no idea now.
There was quite a few.
Were there? Okay.
Yeah, there were. Yeah. But in the end, it somehow just came to me that perhaps the way we went about it was
I was happy with
probably
it.
The right way.
But that's so true. Like what Nick said, like sometimes we'll be like, this is going to be a killer episode. And then like, it's not as like the numbers aren't there
strong,
and
yeah.
like the feedback's not there. And we're like, that's the best episode we've ever done. What are you talking about?
And
then, you know, some stuff that's so subtle. And then it's like, that stuff gets over. And we're like, why did that get
Nick,
over?
You put out an episode that you did and you're like, I think I have to be done after this because that was my Picasso.
That's
like,
happened a few times.
I thought that was the case when Marty joined,
right.
And we built that up for months beforehand. So I was like, all right, I'm burnt out. This is it.
And what was cool about it was that we had all pre-existing footage mm-hmm. that actually told the story perfectly when we did the flashback episode. Mm-hmm. And it's not that we pretended that it was flashback stuff. It actually happened and
right.
all aided in the story of building towards this new member.
Like Tarantino the whole episode.
Yeah.
Are you, it's... What's interesting to me is to hear how excited you are because about these, because you guys were, I mean, it all started with you three being in Japan, but now the Bucks aren't necessarily as in Japan. So sometimes you guys are filming, you're not all
apart
filming together.
Yes.
Right.
That's
and Nick's the filmer.
Hard. Yeah.
And
yeah.
so you're kind of separated a little bit. And I was kind of curious if like you felt like.
No, I definitely felt, I was actually telling Matt and Nick the other day, I felt like. Whoever the invisible boss of being the elite is, I felt that I was sent on a learning excursion away from the show, and I'd felt like just sad and lonely and apart from the group because these guys have come out with such good content that I was not a part of. Mm. And you know, people are wondering, where am I for the invasion? Where am I for Flip Gordon stuff?
Yeah.
And it's like, of course, I want to be there. But all I can do is I can either do my real life stuff from when I'm on tour or I can aid with like, you know, a phone conversation here and there, but I can't physically be in the scenes.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, that's when I do these loops and stuff like that, they're actually pretty much being the elite tours.
Right.
Like when we went to the UK, we did that so that we could, I mean, as great as it is to connect with the fans, we love doing that. You know, I wouldn't have done it alone. I would have made sure that Nick and Matt at least were there with me because we want to get as much work done on the show as possible, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's funny. We have all these group chats like
every day.
And literally 50, 60% of the time we're talking about like, what if we did this? What if we do that? Like,
yeah.
That's how into
that's what
this
it's become.
We are now. Like, we're constantly.
And it's funny because these two were against it when it first started. And I was the one that was like, hey, it could be something different. It could be new content for our YouTube page.
Well, the important thing is, and I think this is for anybody putting out anything, listening, who is, you have to put out to then find your voice, right?
Right.
Yes. Exactly. Because you guys, is the point is that you didn't give up, yeah. and you started a show which was a show that basically a lot of people try to do mm-hmm. to do their vlogs of yep. just them on
yeah.
the road.
Yes. Yeah.
And you did it long enough where you right, you realized to yourself, like, oh, when we put that one skit on,
exactly,
yeah, right? People were blown away. It was funny because yep. like I started reading the comments, like everyone was like, well, let me just paraphrase what a Being the Elite episode is. Yeah. Matt and Nick at the airport, Matt and Nick at a diner, Matt and Nick. I'm like, man, we need more, you know. Yeah. And originally the whole thing with us started
Hold on,
with
does that
Vines.
Piss you off though?
It doesn't necessarily. Of course it does. I'm a human being. Yes.
and of course I'm like, come on, it's free content. Right.
Yes, but then again, I go, you know what? This whole thing started with 6 second Vines we did with Kenny,
exactly.
and then it built
yeah.
off of us
That's
doing
true,
22
yeah.
second videos on Twitter. Yeah. So then
this
we started doing
Vine.
Yeah, it all started from Vine.
Yes, it did.
Yes, that's right.
Can we shed a tear right now?
I miss
yeah,
Vine.
Rest
oh,
in peace,
hey,
Vine.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. So we were like, why don't we incorporate some of those original skits we did, like the shorter stuff, and put that on the show?
That's
people
right.
dug that. And then we started doing it, and then we realized this whole thing started going up. Like people, yeah. the viewership was up. People were talking about it. We're mm-hmm. like, okay, this is what people want. But now it came to a point now where it's like the whole show was almost yeah. was bit after bit after
but
bit
we,
after bit.
But we had too much storylines to get to, so now it's yeah. getting more back to vlogging / storylines.
We
want to so
blur the lines.
Of,
like, what
but you don't
real?
Even
What's
do
fake?
This stuff anymore. Where you're like. Here we are.
We just started doing that again. Actually,
yeah.
on this
we
loop.
Sort of had a bit of yeah. A meeting of the minds where we need to go back to our roots a little bit.
Yeah,
and it's not so much that, I mean, I'm sure fans would like to see it again too. But I mean, I just kind of want to see it because this is sort of a journal of how we're living our lives.
Yeah,
and I like seeing the real life stuff too.
Right,
and I like hearing the you know the song.
Oh, yeah, the travel yeah, song that yeah, my dad does. Yeah.
Dan, dan, dan.
It'll be fun to go back because
I
all
say
documented.
That too, right?
You sing yeah, all my yeah. dad's songs. You
yeah.
love them.
Yeah. Let it be known. It's funny. We haven't had this discussion, Kenny, yeah. but yeah, that song
it's awesome.
Is
catchy.
My favorite song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's cry.
Yeah.
I was like, what 80s legend?
I love
exactly. What 80s yeah. movie was
and
that?
I said, yeah, like it sounds
I'll tell
like,
my dad that he'll blush.
Please.
Yeah. Like an 80s action, you know, like cop film, you know what I mean? Detective story, like good cop, bad cop thing. It's just like. Yeah, as the credits are rolling.
He never got a break, huh?
He's getting it now.
He never got
Honestly, though, like back to like the us documenting real life stuff, I think that's originally what people felt so connected with the three of us is it's like, oh, my God, I know these guys on a personal level. Like you with your podcast. Like
yeah.
I think
yeah,
you really
true.
Started to climb and people knew who you were when you started this thing because people mm-hmm. were like, this is who Colt really is.
Well, and the Wrestling Road Diaries, which
yes,
is
yes.
also
yes.
the look into us as real people.
Yes. Exactly.
But
yeah.
it's still weird because it is us as real people. But once a camera or a microphone
of course,
is on,
of course.
Right, we're always a little turned
it's
on.
It's amped yes. up a
your
little
energy's
bit.
Energy's up. Mm-hmm. And even right now, like you
yeah,
know what
yeah.
I mean? I wouldn't be sweating right now if we were just having a normal conversation. Like
you're
right.
schmitzing.
A little bit.
But
I got joggers on.
This is yeah. the most normal conversation that the four of us would be in, though.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I have a present for both for
Really?
And now I feel
Wait,
bad
what?
For Kenny.
We'll share it with Kenny.
That's fine.
What
yeah,
is
yeah,
it?
We're always sharing.
So
together.
Also this is you guys have become mass marketers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're trying.
Right? You're trying.
Well,
you're
we've learned from the best, man.
Well, so
what
here
is this?
Is a present I saved for both of you. It's
oh,
not
wow.
for you, actually.
Oh, okay.
This is for your children.
I think I know, yeah.
Oh, this is really cool.
That's
awesome.
What?
So I want you to give that
That's
to your kids.
Cool.
When
wow.
Did... Wrestling dreams.
So
this
in conjunction
great.
With this podcast,
That's
I will be
really
releasing
cool.
my
this
children's
is awesome.
Book.
Wow.
When did you do this?
I'm blown away right now.
This is
I've actually talked about doing a children's book, because he beat me again.
Thank you, Cole.
This is really cool, dude.
I'll sign it for your kids afterwards.
Holy crap.
And I mean, don't read it now.
Okay.
But.
This is great. Awesome.
He's just kayfabed us and wow. surprised us.
This is, I was waiting. I was going to give it to you, but I was like,
really
I should
cool.
wait
this
till
awesome.
The podcast.
Yeah, now it's a
Thank
real
you.
Moment. No, I'm really excited.
Very
this
cool.
is cool. Thank you.
And
man, you beat us to this.
Nick and I talked about doing a children.
This
we talked
is
about
so
doing
cool,
like a Where's
though.
Waldo
yeah.
book, too, remember?
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
Or,
this is
or
awesome,
like a
though.
Sticker book
awesome.
Thing.
Yeah.
We put the stickers to make the story.
How'd you do this?
But the thing with this is you got to put real money into this.
No.
This yes. is a real oh, yeah. book.
This is a real book.
Drop a figure, man.
I'm professionally yeah, done. Yeah,
no, well, it's
drop real. A figure off film
yeah,
or
when
off audio. Yeah.
I did. I partnered with one of my best friends, Sam the Dentist, who comes up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever met Sam the Dentist?
It sounds familiar.
He's my friend. He's a dentist.
Okay.
He comes to a lot of the Chicago
okay.
shows. His wife, Erica, she's in the children's book game.
Ooh, very
that's
cool.
awesome.
And
yeah.
so I
wow.
figure that can parallel to the idea of the merch. Now, you guys
so cool.
both told me that, and I'm going to call you out, Kenny.
Sure.
That you were like, oh, should I be selling T-shirts on Pro Wrestling?
That's right.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. That's real.
And that and he didn't have a Twitter.
He didn't even have a Twitter when we first went to New Japan with you.
I didn't.
So my question for you, because when we did this podcast, we did it a single one.
We did.
Back in Los Angeles for Jeff Katz's. Yes.
Oh, wow. And we were just talking about this, actually.
Which is, strangely enough, almost 7 years ago or something like that.
No,
to the day.
But I would say 4 or 5.
It was something like 6 or 7 because Lance Storm just put up a tweet saying like 6 years ago, like a week ago, we were there doing that.
So no shit.
It's crazy, yeah.
And at that point, yeah, you know, social media, nothing. But nothing. Also you were just this guy hidden away in Japan. You didn't need it, right?
I had thought that there was some sort of mystique to being away from it all.
Interesting.
Which perhaps there is.
Which is great because we're going to see, I'm going to get to hear both sides of that theory right now.
And you know, maybe for a while, there is, like, you know, the only way to catch me is to watch me, you know, where I wrestle
is to
and
come
that's
to
it.
Yokohama, Japan.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, because there weren't really streaming services then either. Or, you know, the odd podcast that I do, you're gonna have to tune into that. I thought at that point that was a really good business strategy, and maybe it's cool for, you know, the fan that wants to feel, you know, like, hey, I've really found this,
the true hipster fan.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But
which is something probably close to your heart.
It really totally is. But from a business standpoint, and for helping me, you know, being an independent athlete at that point in time, cutting myself off from an opportunity to actually, you know, get merch out to my fans was in hindsight not a good idea.
And when you see your buddies buying 5 houses in Rancho Cucamonga,
right? Yeah, very true.
And you're living out of a Winnebago in Winnipeg.
Yeah, a Winnebago.
A Winnebago.
Yeah, I remember getting on your case. I think we were on the bus, and we were like, "Dude, do you not have a Twitter?
Yeah,
like, dude, do you not have a pro wrestling T-shirt?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was about to say. And I remember Kenny actually saying this.
I said, is it worth it? Like, is it easy to do?
You said you had self-doubt in yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
You're like, do people even think about, Kenny, they're going to care about what I have to say.
And I remember Kenny saying, do you think people would buy my shirts? And Matt and I were like, are you kidding me?
Like, dude, you don't realize, you know.
Because I was at the store when you first put up shirts.
Yeah.
And that's like an insight that a lot of people don't, that I'm lucky to have, is to see the train of shirts on that drying machine.
Oh, yeah,
that's probably cool. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm seeing like all your shirts being made. I wish I probably should have sent you a picture. That would have been satisfying to see.
Yeah.
And also, all you fuckers too. Like, because like Cody, when he put out, I think the American Bullet Club one there.
Oh yeah,
that one did.
That's a
huge
one. That's
and
a
I was there,
one.
And I saw these giant piles of shirts.
You just see it happening,
and to see the numbers on Marty,
it's mind blowing.
And it's a it's movement, crazy. Man. It's like you join the Bullet Club and you kind of get a little rich or something.
Who's like? Can you throw in like Virgil? Like, give him who's gonna?
Yeah. Give him another run.
He's actually like I don't know if it's not. It can't be him on Twitter. Whoever
oh no, it's
account.
The Meg. It's the guy who used to run the Iron Sheik account.
Okay,
like, and I don't want to call him out, but well, just
yeah, we just said sort of been DM'd, and I think he's trying to get him in Bullet Club or at least have him like come out to the ring with us a few times.
But you know what? Twins. You know what's funny though is we can't control who joins the club.
People think that we literally get people in. Like
no, we don't have any control in any of that.
We have a say, like sometimes, but
we have influence, but we don't. Right. Like Gato's got final say in all of that.
Right. At the end of the day, it's a Bullet or it's a.
It's a
New Japan.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you really want to know what is a product of you know, what is a brainchild of us, that's being the elite.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
And the term the elite, right?
Right. Yes. And the term the elite as well. So if you see someone on the show and if you see the way that they're portrayed or whatever, that is all, you know, because of us. And the person, too, you know, wanting to show themselves however it is that they, you know, because we all have original characters for the show.
And so there's something also about selfishness, which people don't. I don't think fans realize. Mm. And in a way, like, this is something that I think as a wrestler too, is some like originally when this podcast was starting to come out and nobody had these kind of shows,
sure. Mm.
I saw it as such a great way to show the world my friends and how great they are as people.
Mm-hmm.
And as I saw the reaction that Hangman Page got the other night,
gives me chills actually thinking about it.
It was crazy. I loved it.
And essentially, like, he was in this promotion for 4 years.
Yes.
And it was just a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And So when I say selfishness, I guess I mean reverse selfishness.
Yes.
Whereas you guys could take this show and you can make it all about you,
yeah,
and try to make sure that you're the only ones that get over.
Right.
Yeah. But there's that idea of giving somebody else, yeah, a rub.
Exactly. And you know what, though? I think, like, Nick and I were kind
of... It was literally Matt and I's project. We were like, let's get Hangman over, yeah, and let's build a story to that. And we just try to figure out what that story would be.
Because, you know, bringing in Cody and Marty, they're such strong personalities. And, like, they're so comfortable around us. And Hangman's still kind of the new guy.
Mm-hmm.
And like everybody goes, oh, he's just a new guy, right? So we're like, you know what? We really need to put shine the spotlight on, yep, this guy and get him over.
And we did it for about 4 weeks straight, right, with Where's Hangman's story. Mm-hmm. And yep, we knew the payoff would work out.
Right. Yeah.
And the key, good dude.
Great dude.
Great dude.
Unbelievable great wrestler, dude.
Great
like
guy.
He deserves everything. So we're like, let's help this guy. And if we're surrounded by people that are all over, it's going to make us even more over,
yes,
you know? And God, having Marty and Cody with us has been a game changer. It's like the show's been elevated on another level. These guys are brilliant. They're funny. They're so witty. They come up with great ideas. We're in chats with them, too, about, you know, storyline ideas. Yes. They love this, you know? So it's so fun. Like, we have so much good chemistry.
And it crosses over. Like, I guess it crosses over with the stuff that you, because you, how would you say, like eccentric wrestling almost, Kenny?
Yes, yeah, special interest wrestling.
Special,
you call it. Yeah.
That's, I've never
that's
heard
a good
that.
Term.
Yeah,
no,
that's
a
great term.
I came up with the term a while back.
Yeah, because, yeah, the match like you had last night was like a,
yes,
it was theater.
Just like a production.
Hold on, when you, yeah, say special interest, you say I came up with that term. What goes behind your thinking of that?
It's just when you kind of try to classify a type of wrestling. You know, what is my style? What is the, you know, the elite style? What is Young Buck style? What is Kenny Omega style? Like, how do you... Of course, there are professionals that are going to rate these matches, or they're going to be, you know, so-called professionals that are going to write scathing reviews or positive reviews or whatever, and they can try to say, you know, okay, they're like high flyers blended with, right, you know, Japanese style blended with, you know, Attitude Era style, and it's like they're going to come up with all these terms and make it sound like there's some sort of hybrid thing, but really it's just us being us, and there's really kind of no one else doing what we do right now. And as fun as it is to watch on film, online or whatever, seeing us live is really the best way to experience it.
Yeah,
and like yesterday and the day before that, we had some really awesome crowds that, I don't know, I mean, yes, we were wrestling, we're on a wrestling show, but it felt so much more
felt
like a production.
Dude, yeah,
yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is.
Well, I mean, right, I treat mine as like comedy shows.
Of course.
We're trying to make movies.
We're trying to have an episode
kind of
like, yeah, sort of like stage,
yeah,
acting.
Yeah.
You know, where, of course, anything can go, but depending on what narrative we're going to go with, like, you know, there's like, you know, various arcs.
Right. And there are no traditional
rules. Like, yeah, there's
exactly,
like, yeah, whether we want to go with like one act, two acts, three,
sure,
acts. But like, it's not going to be your basic four-step match ever. And it's not going to be like, well, this is kind of the wrestling thing, the wrestling way to do it.
Right.
So that's how we're going to have to do it. And
I want to make something that I noticed when you guys were out doing those speeches at the end. It's almost like that's what they were there for.
Yeah, the speech.
That,
the wrestling's the extra part.
Party,
yeah,
at the end.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Where it's a culmination to that moment.
True.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It seems like after a play, you guys were like taking, that was like,
yes,
dude, Cody just said the exact
battle.
Same, yeah, thing yesterday. Like, we're,
we, wow, the whole story in the match is to draw those, yeah, people in and to make them feel like they're a part of something and taken into this world.
Mm.
Until then, by the way, you guys are all part of this too.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out.
It's a curtain
it's a
call.
Big party. Yeah.
It's a little bit of reality mixed with like, hey, this is really us now.
Right.
Thanks for coming to the show.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, every show should end like that.
So, but now here's my feeling, and this is a problem that I've had for myself as a guy who does a weird style in comedy wrestling, is that sometimes I'm making them do my match, I do the skits, and
right,
then like I can interplace whoever's in there,
sure,
right,
and
right.
It's kind of like it doesn't matter almost who I'm wrestling.
It's just, yeah, Colt. It's the Colt Cabana show.
The Colt Cabana,
yes,
show.
Yep. Yes,
and now, right? Have you guys fought with this internally?
No, I mean it's
within
nature,
your own minds. Not.
It's kind of the nature of the beast. If you get into a match with the elite, it's going to be the elite match and the elite show. That's just
at
how
this
it
point,
is.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, and I'm not. We don't mean to do that selfishly at all, but there just is such.
I see what your point is, though. Yeah. But at some point, we're going to need heels to take us down.
Right. To work
like,
with, yeah.
Change
we,
it.
We always cater every match to highlight our opponent's strengths. Like, it's never, okay, because we work the kingdom could be interchangeable with three other dudes. It's never like that. Mm. You know, all the ideas that we come up with for their high points, that's going to be the kingdom. And
that's
gonna,
true.
And they're going to have their own moments.
We show their strengths as well.
Right.
As
our, we're never going to try to eat anyone alive. And we're never going to try to make someone do something that they're completely uncomfortable with. We're going to try to come up with this weird and wild story. But, you know, if you're just like a serious wrestling dude and you're taking a part in what we're doing, we'll still find a way for you to look that role, you know, that you want to portray yourself as. But, you know, in general, you know, the narrative and us being us, it's probably going to take over and consume
this
that
is
anyway.
The show, right?
Yeah.
Especially right now, I think that's what it feels like, what people want to see. So
right.
And so when Nick was saying, it's weird to compare yourself to look back. When I see it, it's like, oh, when Hogan and they would just feed him the heels.
Mm-hmm,
and
sure.
I'm sure it's weird for you even guys to hear that. Like, oh, wait, we're the Hogan.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Right. But eventually, you need.
Yes.
We need someone to work with.
Right.
We need a story.
Yeah.
We need a long-term
So in your head, who's that?
We've been thinking of things.
There are people, but we don't know.
But like, the build would have to be very long.
You take the good ones, and then you just form them into your group.
See, that, and that's wrestle. The problem. That's the
yeah,
problem that we've had.
Someone made a joke about, like there was that. There's a rumor going around about someone leaving WWE, and I always send a Bullet Club T-shirt,
right?
And like Ricochet did a funny tweet. He's like, "No, you guys always get the cool guys." Yeah. You know what I mean? It popped to me because it's true. It's like, yeah, we probably should just let these guys like wrestle us instead of join us. You know?
Yeah,
that might be a problem though. In a couple,
of course,
years
it was.
From
now. Well, it wasn't NWO, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Nobody wrestling.
They only had Sting, and then. They had Goldberg for a little while, DDP, but that was pretty much
isn't
it.
Isn't that essentially
though?
Why the NWO had to like turn on each other and then they formed the Wolfpack?
Pretty
they
much.
To, you know what I mean? They had to wrestle each
other.
Well,
it could lead to that.
Well,
who knows?
It did, Civil War? It did, didn't it, though?
We've had ideas.
The Elite came.
Yeah,
sure,
that's
but
true.
We're still all the same group, though.
And
we're
you know
just
what the problem
subgroup.
With that? Trust us, the three of us have said, let's split, but no one will allow that because it's the merchandise is
too big.
Too
sure.
big. Yeah. So that's the reason why it hasn't split
and
probably won't split up.
And do you think about, do any of you guys think about when this starts going downwards?
Dude, I thought it was going to go downwards 3 years
honestly,
ago, but
yeah.
it keeps going up.
Honestly, yeah.
It's mind-blowing.
I thought the final straw was when AJ, Gallows,
and when they left,
and
that's why
left.
We formed the Elite, because
yes.
we were planning the next phase.
And as soon as we did that, everything skyrocketed back up, and we're like, whoa, let's yeah. ride this
and,
now.
And
you know what I mean?
Easily the biggest of Bullet Club's
yeah.
ever been.
Yeah.
And it's my favorite. I just tweeted this last night. It's my favorite version of the Bullet Club by far.
A lot of
it's
us.
It's the most chemistry
yeah,
we've ever had.
Yeah, we have
by far.
So
by
much
far.
Chemistry.
And then,
so much chemistry.
Kenny, do you feel, right, like in your head, are you aware that like these matches with Okada have like boosted you up?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I sort of felt like, even though I haven't been able to be physically able to take part in every episode of Being the Elite, and I haven't been able to do a lot of the six-mans, like I wanted this year to actually focus specifically on us as the Elite team. I wanted to do a ton of six-mans. I wanted to take our act on the road. I wanted to visit, you know, a ton of countries. It never happened because I ended up getting thrust into every major pay-per-view main event this year. But I also feel that even though I wasn't directly appearing in a lot of episodes and doing these six-mans, I was still kind of able to help our group out by
it worked out.
Having these singles matches in Japan that were, you know, were critically acclaimed or whatever. And we all have our strengths in the group, and we all contribute in our own little way. And I, you know, I would hate to have been the weak link, but you know, if me actually wrestling for real,
yeah.
you know, and wrestling like a serious wrestler and having these matches overseas help the group, which I think it did.
Of course.
Yeah, you know, I'll take it. It's a sacrifice I was willing to make.
Well, but the Bucks, you guys have been able to gradually see when you come out and the reactions get a little louder and louder.
Mm.
But Kenny, you were, you know, essentially kind of kicked out of America.
Kind of, yeah.
Right? I mean, kicked out of the scene, and then
yeah, we didn't see him for years.
Right? You came back to like. Rorius ovations? Uh-huh. Is that ordered?
He hadn't been to any of these towns in 9 years, he said.
So what was that like for you? Because I remember being on shows. I put up that like a blooper that we did. Like, I don't know if you remember that or if you saw that.
Which one?
We did a promo together in a basement in like a boiler room. I think it was like in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
I found
that
somehow and threw it on my YouTube channel. But you were just out there
trying to get
someone to care about you.
Yeah, trying.
And now you come back, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's
someone's bowling back there.
I don't know what's going on.
No, it's really overwhelming. I ask the Bucks all the time, like, I think me being away for so long is bound to have cooled me off. I can't come back here. People aren't going to react. You know, I'm just going to be like the weak link. I'm going to hold you guys back and be dead weight. You know, and they always kind of reassure me that everything's going to be okay. And I never believe it until I actually hear the reaction. So I guess it's because of what I'm doing over at New Japan. Mm-hmm. And
of
I'm
course
glad
it is.
Yeah. That makes me thankful that we're living in such a digital age where everything is just so readily available.
It doesn't matter if you go away because everything's seen nowadays.
And it's not just America. Everywhere the three of us go, the reactions have been absolutely
And in general
crazy.
Now, too, like wrestling fans, like, you know, you're going to – there are very loud fans that are supporters of their favorite promotion and don't watch anything else, but they'll pretend to, and they'll just bash everyone from everywhere else.
Right.
But in general, I would say a lot of the fans that are wrestling fans just have fun and enjoy watching all kinds of wrestling. Mm. So, you know, regardless if they're fans and are going to live shows, NXT shows, WWE shows, PWG shows, ROH shows, what have you, Evolve shows, you know, they're still watching New Japan shows, All Japan shows, DDT shows, PCW shows, you know what I mean? Like, whatever, XYZ shows, because they just love wrestling. Yeah. And even if they haven't watched it, they're willing to watch it. And if they like something, they're not afraid to tell you that they like it. And they'll support you. So wrestling fans, you know, in this day and age have really turned around. And I think...
I don't know if the mics can pick that up.
What in the Dickens?
A metal robot being dragged outside. Yeah.
Metal robot.
Freddy Krueger's dragging his claws on the boiler room wall.
But it's a Godzilla sized Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
I've had this conversation. I don't even know if I had it on the podcast, but there's people who just like. There's definitely people who are just like bashing TNA, and then you go, have you ever seen TNA? And they're like, I haven't watched it in 4 years.
Yeah, because it's cool to bash something, people will
jump
on. I hate
that pile-on effect.
And you know
what?
We've had Matt and I specifically have had that a lot lately.
Yes,
and it's crazy.
See, I think you guys are. It's so funny because I feel this for myself, and I'll feel a lot of hate, and I look at you and I'll be like, oh well, they're untouchable. But
no, my God,
they are being. You get, buried.
This
they're
is
being,
the most we've
yeah,
ever
they're
gotten.
Being touched so much.
I get some comments that actually like
charges.
Hurt my feelings.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, man, you are a bad dad. I'm like, what?
And so some, I'll
what
take myself out
with
of
anything?
It and I'll go, oh, with popularity.
That's what
yes,
happens.
That's what
we've
happens.
Noticed as our popularity has risen, oh my God, we get it worse than ever. Every day.
We actually talked with Kevin Owens about this, and he was like, the more you grow in popularity.
He's like, you guys are just too big now. Of course you're going to get the people who are like, oh, I like them 9 years ago before anybody knew who they are. Now they have shirts and Hot Topic. Like,
right.
It's like, okay,
and that's
a
thing Kenny too, the hipster wrestler.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, we are working where we have options now as performers. And, for example, the Young Bucks have chosen to sign full-time with Ring of Honor. And, you know, I've signed to New Japan Pro Wrestling. And it's great that they have a very amicable relationship with each other and they work together. But because we've chosen that path, you know, the road not taken, those fans are going to be upset. And they'll feel like, you know, maybe we've slighted them or that we mean disrespect to where, you know, they are. So, you know, just based on even that, you know, because you're not here, we don't like you.
Yeah,
you know,
I could see that.
And it's a different path. People hate, like, change and difference. Yeah. Like, who do these guys think they are?
Yeah, they're not doing the normal way.
Yeah, well, they're going to carve their own path? How dare them? Like, I swear to God, I feel that way every day. Like, why? Why are you mad at me? I'm trying to give people options here. What are you mad at? Be mad about the other guys, all the 20 guys who just signed with the other place. Like,
so when you guys did that quote-unquote invasion, a lot of hatred?
Oh, my God. God, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'd say 50-50.
Okay.
And I mean, it was probably the hatred was probably from people who don't follow me on Twitter anyway, or who even know who I am. They just heard about me from the invasion, and all the people who love our show loved it. You know what I mean? So it's just, but it's either I love you, you're the greatest, you're changing the business, or I hate you and I want you to die. It's one of those two.
So why? It's so weird because I don't want to give this man's name. Mm-hmm. The man with the tennis racket, talk about his idea for. We could tell that he just wants to be relevant, controversy,
of course,
right? And you, I know you guys have both been pretty loud about it, but that's like in the back of your head, you're like, ooh, let's cause a little controversy to get him talking,
right?
When you go to www,
sure,
www.
You can just say
TheFed.com /season 6.
I get what he's doing. He's playing a character, and he's trying to get a character over.
But we didn't do the invasion just for that fact.
No, we were still on a story.
We had this plan months and months and months ago, and we built the story on being the elite for months, and we knew that they would be there that day.
Where's the stooge at? The stooge would be at a WWE show. So it was more about us blowing this storyline off. It bothers us.
And it was a little bit of a parody of the DX.
Sure. But it almost bothers us because it's like, no, you don't really watch the show for what it was for.
Exactly.
You're just watching because we did an invasion. Yeah. And it's the first time they'd ever seen it. Watch the whole show. We found the stooge now. Like, come on. You know, it wasn't just about let's cause a stir and get heat with WWE officials. Like, no, it was.
We knew
it
that would come along
with
it.
It was more about the show. Yeah. Really. It's all about the show.
Yeah. Like,
we have storylines already plan for the next 6 to 8 months already know about.
Right. Which is mind-blowing.
So we think of these things ahead of time.
Right.
More so than most major wrestling companies, which is crazy.
Right, totally.
But we knew there would be consequences, but man, I didn't know they would be as crazy as they've been. But you know what? It's funny because every time they sell for us, the story just gets bigger. Because it could have just been a viral video we put out, right? And then it goes away after a week. And then the next Being the Elite goes out. Yeah. No. They keep doing all these things and taking these extra measures to make our video pop up in the news again and again and again and again. So now it's become like this infamous thing that happened.
Where does your guys' mind go as people where you have quote unquote heat with WWE? Because as a person, right? It's so weird. And wrestling is about like causing and stirring.
Yes.
Yep. Right. And that's how
you want hype.
That's how you keep your name. But as a person, like that Jewish guilt for me, if anyone's like, oh, I don't like, or if someone's like, oh, I've got heat with you, I'll be like, oh, no.
You know what? The three of us, we've had heat with wrestlers for being jealous of us or whatever for our whole career. Yeah. So it's nothing new.
You know what launched our career? Was the Booker handshake? The Booker T handshake, right? And we had heat with everybody.
Yeah.
And then when we got that heat, our career went like this. Boom. Yeah. And it was like, hey, so now I'm like at the point where you have heat with me? Bring it on.
Exactly.
My career's been, going great. Every time someone has heat with me, things get better.
Right.
So I don't know.
And you too.
I mean,
like the Deep South, right? Like just kind of bucking the system.
Yeah. Just for me, in the Deep South thing, all I ever did was try to increase morale for the boys. And when they asked me about my experience there, I was truthful about it. And that's how I took heat from that.
While you were in the system?
This is after I'd asked for my release.
Okay.
So I never actually ever try to purposely get heat with anyone. I always try to just be a good human being. But, just with the way that we carry ourselves and just the way that we run our show or whatever, the way we run our matches and how we are, heat's just going to come with it.
We create buzz.
So if someone says to me that, hey, you probably have heat with this guy or this guy or this guy, in the Fed or the E or whatever you want to call it, I don't really pay too much attention to it because I know that I actually haven't really done anything directly.
And you know what, Kenny? When Dave Meltzer's saying Kenny Omega versus Okada was the best match of all time, that's going to get heat with every wrestler on the planet.
We've all got heat.
Because we all have egos.
But that's a different slice of heat, though.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Right? That's doing your job.
It all leads into each other, though.
Yeah.
And if,
it does, dude.
Me playing a heel character, if I hype myself based on that, because really everything that I do on Twitter is just, it's not Tyson Smith, really. It's all Kenny Omega most of the time. So if I throw some shade based on that, it's all fake, in the moment to lead into my next angle in New Japan. Mm. But a WWE fan, for some reason, that doesn't follow me anyway, is going to see this turn up, and they're going to, take my words, twist it around. It's going to appear on some sort of, you know, wrestling fan website, and then that's going to get passed around. And then suddenly I'm Public Enemy number one.
Right.
Whereas all I was doing was try to hype up my next rematch with Okada or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I'm never actually directly trying to offend anyone from any other promotion. If someone says I had the greatest match of all time, that's great. I'm going to use that as a reason to make my next match mean something, or make the rematch mean something even more.
I think that's blurring the lines in 2017 and building a character and an angle. Like, I'm not so much, like he said, most, like, everything he does is Kenny Omega. Some stuff is Matt Massey, my real name, and then some stuff's Matt Jackson. And that's why I like to do both, because then people go, wait a minute, who am I getting here?
And now there's like, like Matt Jackson being the Elite, but then Matt Jackson.
Yeah, there's like so many different characters now, right? Like, it's twisted.
Matt Jackson.
Yes. It's like, now people don't know. They go, wait a minute, did he really say that? And it's like, I'll say one thing, and then one thing, dude, turns into a thread with 1,000 comments.
And snowballs,
And like, I'm laughing because I'm like, oh, come on. Really? You're biting on this? Yeah. And, but then sometimes I'm going, yeah, I really met that one. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know sometimes.
Nick made a statement the other day on Twitter, which I thought was great, where some fan was like, oh, like, have fun. Again, the statement of, you're not in WWE, so the statement of, oh, have fun wrestling in front of 20 people in a garage. And the reality is that, A, you go, the Tokyo Club is, or the Tokyo Club. Yeah.
The Tokyo Dome. That's a great
Tokyo
club.
Dome.
The Tokyo Dome,
it's a new parody show.
Is, it's whatever, 60,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And you, Kenny, are headlining this fucking thing.
Yes. Exactly.
Which is more than, you know, all of these, it's really... Those people that want to use that one excuse,
and I mean,
you guys are just as big. It's if not more big time. It's just in a different country, but it's still.
And our shirts are everywhere.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is too, and like, maybe I'm gonna catch a lot of heat for saying this right here, right now, but I think what all these people need to understand, whether they like it or not, and whether they'd like to admit it or not, is all three of us, we could go where they are and do what they do, and do it better, but they can never come and do what we do. And
because we're self-made, we didn't need a machine to back us up. We did it from the ground up.
That's what we always laugh at. We go, well, imagine if we actually had a machine behind us.
Right.
What could happen? Mm. It'd be insane, I think.
I'm not trying to generalize it. I mean, there are guys that are so awesome.
Of course, a bunch of our buddies there. Yeah.
Exactly. All of our friends, and I respect a ton of them. But I mean, like...
But also,
even now, like, wrestlers are speaking out against us, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
also, you moved to a different country and learned that language.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then became the top of that scene.
That's wrestling to me right there.
Yeah.
To be successful, he threw everything out the window. You know what
total
I mean?
Total gamble.
Yeah, moved out to a foreign country, and it's mind-blowing.
And he's like the greatest gaijin of all time already, I think.
You like that?
Yeah, I sat ringside and saw two of the best matches I've ever seen in my life.
Is that weird to say? He told me.
That's real. I would just say that.
No, I know. He said, I mean, what a compliment to you.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, like, there were guys that, if I have a match, you know, of course, the live house opinion is going to mean a lot. It's going to carry a lot of weight.
The live one, what?
The live house opinion.
I said the live House of Pain.
No.
The House of Pain live?
No, the live house opinion is gonna mean a lot, of course, because you can feel it. You can hear it.
We fell to that night.
But
even the boys in the back.
If I ask the Young Bucks opinion, that's pretty much the opinion that counts the most to me. Back in the day, like before I was with the Young Bucks all the time and I was in DDT, it was always Rami. Like, Rami, what'd you think?
Yep.
And if Rami gave it a stamp of approval.
And Will, and maybe you said that wrong, it was Sammy?
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah.
Sami Zayn.
Right.
That's right.
For the people listening.
My goodness. Yeah. My apologies. But yeah, like, just these people that I really, you know, am friends with, for one, you know, really respect, and just like great performers, and they can actually, you know, just their opinion holds a lot of weight with me. Like,
I remember being with Kenny in the Tokyo Dome Hotel, and we were helping you call the finishing stretch of Tokyo Dome 1 with you and Okada.
Right.
One.
Right.
And we came up with like the last few bits, the three of us as a team. And to be out there live with our best friend watching these people rocking to something we all came up with that afternoon in a hotel room was magic.
And you know what? I remember the match ended and the three of us were walking backstage and we were like, Matt and I both said this. We're like, that might have been the best match of all time.
Yeah. Like, and this is without
which is crazy.
Anyone else saying it. We witnessed it, you know, like.
I remember another interesting part too, where just for a little bit of comedy. I remember Okada was saying something, and I mean, I was just completely tired, blown up. You know, I was in, you know, just in another world because I just done this match and it kind of went off without a hitch and I was happy and yada yada yada. And I can't remember.
You can't yada 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 a New Japan
main event. But I mean, Matt or Nick, I can't remember which one at the time says, "Oh, Okada's saying something to you." He's like, "You want to take it in?" I said, "No, let's get the hell out of here. I'm done."
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then where do you? Okay, so you lead into a new match, the Dome.
Right. I wasn't sure where to go from there. Lord. And they had just kind of said, like, hey, we need to go back to this match, like, right away. I thought we were going to go back to it for over a year. A year or over a year.
I thought they'd wait till the next day.
Yeah, we were convinced that, like, okay, this is sort of a special match
now.
Don't
touch it.
Yeah, you got to just leave it now. And then company came back to me and said, like, hey, we need to sell some tickets. You want to do it again? No. Well, we're doing it again. Sorry. Yeah. And that was it. So,
but they literally said, we got to sell some tickets.
Yeah.
It's sold out, right?
You
got to
go
60,
by the way.
What a nice feeling, though, to really, right? On a place where wrestling has always been, the Japanese are the stars.
Yes.
You guys are just there to
be,
right?
Yeah. It's really cool. Like, not to toot my own horn or anything, because this is, it's, I'm always just a guy who, you know, whether it's dumb or just childish or foolish or whatever you want to call it, I just want to be proud of my own performances, and I want the people that watch my performances to be happy with that and enjoy them. But people are telling me, like, hey, like, all of your main events are setting attendance records, nice. Which is just, like,
that's
really
awesome.
Cool. Like, I'm a part of that. And
but there's people in the E or the Fed who, like,
yeah,
you know, who that's all they look about and that's all they track.
Right. So I do understand that that's a big part of it too.
But it's nice to hear, like, you weren't even thinking about that. You just want to have good matches, and then they're like, oh, hey, by the way,
he's an absolute artist.
Yeah.
You know, he thinks of the art of wrestling more than anyone I ever met.
I invited him on the show.
Yeah. Good one.
Could
right
possibly
there
be even the name of the show. Yeah.
And then you don't have to say what it is, but have you guys mapped out what you're doing this year?
I mean, I'm always.
Here's for the Dome?
Like, yeah, the thing is, like, there's always going to be ideas that the company really wants to do, and, you know, you're kind of forced into that. That's how it is. Like, I'm not a booker. I'm just a wrestler.
But I love that you guys have enough stroke that you guys all are just going to do the Being Elite tour. You're
right.
Going to do your shitty little match. have your speech at the end. No one understands what they're saying.
But
Three Stooges spot at the Tokyo Dome.
Wouldn't work there.
Ten boots.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, when it comes to when the chips are down and when we have to make a statement and there's going to be a lot of eyes on what we do, I try to have an idea that I am really passionate about it and committed to. And now the company, like, I've kind of come to a degree with them where they will kind of trust my opinion. And if they can see that I'm really committed to it and that, you know, I want to do it more than anything else, they'll give it some thought. So I'm really working on something kind of special for the Tokyo Dome and beyond. And if everything goes well, I think it's going to be another real special year for gaijins everywhere.
I think game changer is one of the words I think.
You know what's going on?
Of course I do.
Come on. Oh, that's amazing. That's great to hear then.
Yeah, it's
and that's exciting because it's weird because, you know, you look at, like, how, like, they try to build WrestleMania every year and it's like you always need something and
some years
it's just like, oh, there's nothing there.
Right.
But
there's nothing there, yeah.
We put so much thought into this, it's ridiculous.
And I imagine Gato is like, that's his baby, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
At this point.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. He especially for the big shows, like the big ones that we do, you know, Tokyo Dome, the Osaka Palace, G1, like, those are the ones where he really wants to put his best chips on the table. Mm-hmm. And those are the, like, no fail situations. Of course, he's going to take chances and try to build stars, build new guys. And yeah, I actually love being a part of that too. I love helping new guys, just like with the show, you know what I mean? We mm-hmm. like introducing new characters and showing, you know, their potential and just how cool and fun and funny or whatever they can be. Yep. But yeah, when it comes time for the spotlight to be on us a little bit, you know, we want to put our best foot forward and do something real special. So,
well, I mean, I'd ask for some plugs and stuff.
So I could do that.
We do have a show, right?
Yeah, I don't know if we talked about it enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's called Being the Elite. You can go to youtube.com/TheElite, hit the subscribe button. Got prowrestlingtees.com/YoungBucks, prowrestlingtees.com/KennyOmega, YoungBucksMerch.com, our Twitters. I'm Matt Jackson, 13.
Yeah, Nick Jackson, YB.
Omega Man X.
Go to a local Hot Topic.
Go to a local Hot Topic and pick up a shirt. We got a long sleeve Elite shirt. You can only get it there.
Let's break this.
Well, right, we kind of announced this, but in 2018, we're going to have Funko Pop figures.
We didn't break this yet.
What's that?
A special Elite backpack.
Oh, yeah, the Elite backpack.
Hot Topic's going
to
have it, too.
Hey, you got to go back to school.
Exactly. Everybody's kind of already back at this point.
This backpack is like fully functional.
It's awesome.
You could use it for so multi-purpose.
I think we're working on getting the...
No, but I'm actually...
It's pretty cool, though. We'll have to show you a picture. No,
for real, though, like when I heard backpack and...
It's got so many pockets.
It's really nice.
I'll pull up a picture for you.
It's really good.
And then I'm actually working on getting the Killing the Business joggers that we have on youngworksmerch.com at Hot Topic. I think that's happening, too.
That's cool.
And let me... I caught so much. I made a tweet.
A tweet? Oh, I know what you're talking about.
That's a great backpack. I made a tweet saying that you didn't know your demographic by putting out leggings... To this, and this
is, let's clear the air.
This
was
a joke.
This was a 100% joke of obvious, like the idea. And the more I thought about it, is the more that one, that's how Twitter works, is that someone gets it out of context and doesn't know my
that's
sense of humor.
And a whole thread starts.
And then women everywhere are bashing me, and I'm like, I am so pro everybody and anything.
I felt bad. Because Matt and I knew. We were like, oh, that's just Colt being Colt.
Well, we were texting that day, I think.
And I was like, what a great idea. I should do that. Like, that's in my head. Like, what a great idea. And in my head, then also, it's like, oh, I should maybe give you a rub. And that's how, but give you an RT. Like, I want to get a little snarky, fun comment in while also saying, hey, these guys have...
They have leggings
available. They have leggings on.
Yes, exactly.
And it came to me being a fucking woman hater. Yes.
Again, though, dude, that's how this works now.
And like, sadly now, some people will think you actually hate women.
Oh, you know the worst thing? This happened to us the other day. We said that we would like to have Tokyo... Like, just joking. Hey, that'd be cool if Hulk Hogan walked us down to the Tokyo Dome one day. I didn't know the Young Bucks are racist tweets at me. Like,
that hurt me.
On.
Yeah, that hurt me a lot, actually.
The thing now is that the people who don't listen to my podcast and follow me, there's a group who think I hate women, and there's a group who don't know that you guys made a story and think that you are just all anti-WWE.
Yeah, we're just invading WWE because we hate WWE. Do. Yes, exactly.
And my heart... this is where the Jewish guilt comes. I want to go to everyone's house and be like, no.
Yeah.
I like
you. You want everybody to like you. Dude, as pro wrestlers, all we want is to be over.
Yeah.
We just want everybody to like us and pop for us, right? Like, essentially, that's what we live for. So I get it.
I get it.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
It's cleared up.
Yep.
Air's cleared.
See you later.
See ya.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah. Thank goodness. Bye.
Okay, do your Jim Ross goodbye.
Oh, I have a goodbye from Jim Ross.
I know you did a Jim Ross impression that I really liked.
Oh,
I felt
did.
I didn't get enough of it.
We're live, pal.
Yeah, we're live, pal. Yeah.
So can we get a goodbye?
Goodbye, pal.
All right.
All right. Pretty, if you're wondering what they were doing at the Tokyo Dome, what the big match was, spoiler, it's Chris Jericho. Did I ruin it? Oh, no. It came out last week. We recorded this like a month or so ago, so they've been sitting on that one for a while. They've been working on that one for a while, and I'm sure that's going to be great. Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho at the Tokyo Dome. If you're at the Tokyo Dome, the night before, I'll be at Corican Hall for DDT. So go see Kenny and Jericho, and then also see Colt Cabana probably kiss Don Shuko Dino in the ring at Corican Hall. Exciting. Oh, also, I've been doing a lot of media for these ROH shows in Florida where Ian and I are taking pictures and autographs and donating everything to a fund in Puerto Rico. 100% go to Puerto Rico. So hopefully we see you in Florida. Hopefully we can take a picture. Hopefully we can raise some funds for the people of Puerto Rico. I look forward to being a good human. All right, before we get out of here, let's get into some plugs and...
Upcoming events...
All right, the best way that you can support ColtMerch.com, DigitalColt.com. That's where you can buy the book. Buy the book, Wrestling Dreams. Buy the book, Wrestling Dreams. Twitter and Instagram, at Colt Cabana. Facebook /AOW podcast/Colt Cabana. The Storytelling Podcast. Pro Wrestling Fringe. 3 new episodes are up, and they're great. Plus, past archives of this show, they're ad-free on StitcherPremium.com/Colt. Use the code Colt. Get a free month. ColtWrestling@gmail.com is my very public email. Maybe you're a promoter and want to put me on your upcoming show or convention. I got a YouTube channel. I got a website, ColtCabana.com. That's where you can see my P.O. box. Send me something fun. Upcoming November 11th, 12th, 17th, 18th, 19th, December 15th, and December 16th. Fort Lauderdale, Lakeland, San Antonio, Dallas, Oklahoma City, New York City, and Philadelphia, ROHWrestling.com. I'll be doing commentary tonight, Thursday night, November 9th, Los Angeles, California, Facebook/Bar Wrestling LA. Friday, November 10th, San Francisco, California, APW at CowPalace.com. Wednesday, November 22nd, Chicago, Illinois, Marty Dross and I are doing comedy live at NorthBar.com. Friday, November 24th, Cleveland, Ohio, AIWrestling.com. Saturday, November 25th, Chicago, Illinois, AAWrestling.com. Friday and Saturday, December 8th and 9th, Brooklyn, New York, Rahway, New Jersey, WrestlePro Online.com. December 24th, December 30th, and January 3rd, Tokyo, Japan, DDTPro.com. And January 6th, Saturday, January 6th, I get right off a plane and go right to Minneapolis, Minnesota, Facebook/First Wrestling. All right, that is the show for this week. Thank you to you guys at home for listening and telling a friend and buying that children's book. Thank you to the Elites, Bullet Club, Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks. Cable Guy Jeff and Stu Stone, Kid Russell and Matt Jenkins on the music, Dane Miller and Creaky with Tech. Let's thank a sponsor, HighSpots.com, a VOD service where you can watch PWGs, Kevin Steen shooting, $5 wrestling, AMA knee pads, gear, masks, wrestling rings. 1HourTees.com, they help run Pro Wrestling. Crate.com, they help run Pro Wrestling. Tees.com, that's a place in Chicago you can go to and pick up a t-shirt and support your favorite indie wrestler. Also, TweakedAudio.com/Colt Earbuds that I use, get over 30% off. Free shipping just because you listen to this show. I'm selling a book, folks. Erica Weiss, too. She drew it. So cute. If you want a shirt, you can buy the book also at Pro Wrestling Tees and get a kid's shirt for an extra fiver, I think. We're running deals over there at Pro Wrestling Tees. I think I kept this for the end of the show. I don't know if it's sad if I kept this for the end of the show. My grandma passed away today. She was 99 years old. 99 years old. And she was pretty with it up until about 2 weeks ago. And then she started to go. I don't know. I'm weirdly... I've seen her the last couple days. I've been with her, and she was ready to go, and she went peacefully. No pain. You know, they kind of let us know she's in no pain, and she's just kind of had the reserves, and they were kicking in, and then it was time. So, Grandma Julie, I'm talking about you. She came and watched me wrestle at the Brat Stop in 1999 in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I wrestled the Black Dagger. Cowboy Bob Orton was the main event. And she was scared for her life. I don't think she liked that I was doing what I wanted, but I don't think she enjoyed the wrestling too much. But she was proud of her grandson. You know, she let everyone know I was a wrestler. My brother, he drew cartoons. And that's it. Rest in peace. Rest in power. For Colt Cabana, for Grandma Julie, I'm Colt Cabana. Thanks.
We only accept podcasts with cool people.
It's like it's either gonna be Colt Cabana or Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah,
Xbox. I like the idea that it's like, oh, that's a nice category. You know, me and my boys with the big runs, Xbox.
Well, you're the pioneer of podcasting.
Yeah, you started it.
Good to see.
Made it cool. Wrestling podcast.
You sure did.
Due to this man.